Crenshaw. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, the site of a rare Oval Office address by President Biden, speaking of wars in the Middle East and Eastern Europe and what he sees as America's involvement in them.
I'm Peter King. Hours after his return from Israel,
we cannot give up on peace.
President Biden has asked Congress for a $100 billion military aid package to help Ukraine and Israel fight off Russia and Hamas, respectively.
We're going to make sure Iron Dome continues to guard the skies over Israel.
With Mr. Biden saying the security of both countries is important to that of the U.S. and other democracies. Peter King, CBS News.
That high tension in the Middle East has the State Department putting out a rare worldwide alert for American citizens traveling overseas, and also federal law enforcement officials warning of potential threats right here in the U.S.
The intelligence bulletin details reports of physical assaults, bomb threats, and online calls for mass casualty attacks. A separate alert from New York City police identifies an uptick in violent neo-Nazi messaging online and finds foreign terrorists like Al-Qaeda are calling on followers to attack Americans and Western Europeans.
Correspondent Catherine Herridge. 2 weeks and counting, the House of Representatives has no speaker, meaning no action on not only the president's aid request, but anything else either. After two failed votes, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan first said he didn't want a third vote. Now he does.
Jordan met behind closed doors with some of those Republicans who are not in his camp. And as those Republicans left the meeting, they told us they're still not in his camp. I mean, this opposition feels bulletproof, which makes a very cloudy picture in the future.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Back in the U.S. after defecting to North Korea,
Army Private Travis King is facing 8 charges. Documents obtained by CBS News show they include desertion, assaulting other soldiers and officers, and soliciting and possessing child pornography. His sudden bolt into North Korea came after he had been released from a South Korean prison on July 10th, where he had served nearly 2 months on assault charges.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. Halloween's usually a pretty good time to advertise big studio films and sell related merchandise, but this year, striking film and TV actors want to do nothing of the sort. Monica Ricks reports.
Hey, Bobby.
The Screen Actors Guild just announced new rules for Halloween costumes on picket lines, and basically any popular characters on TV shows and movies are out, from Barbie.
You look
unrecognizable. Ridiculous.
To Wednesday Addams and even Marvel superheroes.
On the Health Watch, Harvard medical researchers are warning that eating more than one serving of red meat a week could increase your chances of developing type 2 diabetes. Checking gasoline prices, AAA's national average, $3.57. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, a happier happy hour. The Release the Kraken edition, Dom.
Yeah.
First hour savored the guilty pleas of Sidney Powell and the fact that tomorrow Kenneth Cheesebro, with a lot of Wisconsin ties to the fake elector scheme here, is scheduled to go to